I was buried beneath my shame. Who could carry that kind of weight? It was my turn till I made. I was breathing but not alive. All my failures I tried to hide. It was my turn, yeah, till I made. You called my name and I
so excited to be here, as I know you are as well. I think tonight I'm excited to talk about the spiritual discipline of silence in the secret place. And I think I'm excited about that because I'm a parent. So I'm excited about silence, to talk about silence for a second. But silence to our culture is scary. But to the kingdom of God, it's where his voice dwells. In Matthew 6, we already went through the Lord's Prayer at the beginning of the 21 days of prayer here. But some verses that precede the Lord's Prayer is where I want to start tonight. So if you have your Bible, Matthew 6, 5 through 7. And it starts like this. And when you pray, meaning not if you pray, but when you pray, meaning that we should have this schedule, this constant lifestyle of prayer with the Lord. It says, when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites, which were the Pharisees, the Sadducees back then. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I tell you, they have their reward. So their reward was that men got to see them pray. Pretty lame reward for all the prayer that they were doing. Okay, great. Men got to see you. Next part of the verse. Let's lean into this. It says, but you, when you pray, go to your room, shut the door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Reward you with what? We're talking about prayer here. So he will reward you with answered prayer. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think they'll be heard for their many words. So talking about silence in the secret place tonight, if I had to give you, secret place sounds a little odd maybe to some of us, if you've never heard that phrase before. We just read it there in Matthew 6. But if I had to give you kind of a word picture for what the Lord desires for the secret place every day, this quiet place of communion with Him, what He desires for it to look like. In the morning, in my home, I open all the curtains. My wife shuts them all at night, and she'd probably leave them shut all day long. But I love to open curtains. I love to let the light in. I love to be able to see outside. I love to be able to see outside. And in a word picture for the secret place would be, it's this constant everyday communion, this silent place with the Lord. It's like opening the curtains every single day, where we get to let the light in. We get to hear His voice afresh every single day. It's like opening the curtains. But what is this secret place? Number one, it's a place of intentional meeting with Him. It has the word secret in it. So it's a place and time that only you and Him know where it is and when it is. It's not this big event that gets posted on social media or all your friends are invited to it. It's a secret, a quiet time with the Lord. And second, what is the secret place? It's a place where His voice dwells. Because the Bible is very specific that His voice is still and it's small. So many of us may be asking the Lord, maybe we even ask today, where is God? We're praying for different situations. We're asking Him for different things. He just told us. He just gave us His GPS location. He said that He's in the secret place. But it's a place that's always available, but we have to constantly choose to meet Him there. You've probably heard this phrase before. If the devil can't make us bad, he'll make us busy. We keep our schedule so full that the secret to life, which is the secret place, we have no time for it. Psalm 91:1 says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Psalms 27:5 says, for in the time of trouble, he'll hide me. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he will hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. So if his voice is in the secret place, if this constant secret time with the Lord every single day is so powerful and he dwells there and we can meet with him, then why are most of us scared to pray? Why are most of us scared to have this constant secret place with the Lord? And I think it's two things. I think we don't know our worth and we have a wrong view of God. I heard a pastor say it like this one time. He said that most of us view God as a middle-class dad with billions of kids. He has great intentions, but lacks the time and the resources to be able to focus on us individually. We're just one more mouth to feed and a long line of prayers being lifted to Him. And I want to tell you tonight, friends, that that is not true. The Bible says in Matthew 6:26, he talks about the birds of the air and how they don't sow or reap or store away in barns, yet the Heavenly Father feeds them. And he says, how much more valuable are you than they? The Bible calls you the apple of his eye. He said he loved you so much he gave his son for you in John. He said he has plans to prosper you, to give you a hope and a future. So why wouldn't we want to spend time in silence every single day before a God who thinks those things about us? Psalm 46:10, which is one of the most memorized verses when it comes to the word stillness and being still before the Lord. It reads, "Be still and know that I am God, and I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." There is a knowing that only comes from being still and quiet and actually letting the Lord speak to you. If you read those first four words of that verse, be still and know. Maybe some of the answers we are seeking to hear from him have always been available, but we don't have a lifestyle of silence so we can actually hear his voice. Because let us all be reminded that the Bible says his voice is still and small. In 1 Kings 19, in the story of Elijah, it says, "And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountain, and it broke the rocks into pieces before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. And after that, an earthquake, but he was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. He was not in the fire, but he was in a still, small voice." So my question is, why would the God of all power and strength, the creator of the world, put his voice in a still, small way? Why doesn't he sound like Morgan Freeman? Why doesn't he have that booming voice? He says it's still and small. And I think it might be for two reasons, just maybe. Two of them would be true love. Do you remember when you used to go on dates with your spouse? Go to a candlelight dinner, you'd lean in, and you talk focused and quiet and calm. It's a cadence, it's a timbre of love, is that still, small voice. And number two, true choice or free will. To hear a still, small voice, you have to choose to stop and hear it. If it was a booming voice, you could hear it from anywhere and while you were doing anything. With little effort, you could hear the voice. And I'm reminded, Jeremiah 29:13 says that when you seek me every single day, you'll find me when you seek me with all your heart. So my challenge to us as we're desiring a greater life of prayer, and even tonight as we pray individually and corporately, I pray that we would practice the secret place. We would have a scheduled time every single day where we come to meet the Lord in silence first, where we come to receive from him first, and we literally say these things when we, wherever you're at, if you're in your closet, you're in your living room alone, if you have your prayer time in your car while you're driving to work, that we would say this phrase. We would say, "Lord, speak to me." And we would simply be quiet and we would listen, maybe for 2 minutes, maybe for five, maybe for 10. But I really believe that the Lord will speak to you. And so that's our challenge for tonight, that we would live a lifestyle of silence in the secret place so that we could hear his voice. Let's worship one more time.
Good. Oh, you are good. And you're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. No, Lord, you're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down.
our time of corporate prayer tonight. It's going to be a little different than we're used to. I'm going to pray for a couple minutes. Then we're going to lower the music really low. Then we're going to have a little bit more time of intentional silence. We're going to ask the Lord, like I said at the beginning, Lord, speak to me. Listen for his voice about your situation. In Jeremiah 1, it said the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah and started to speak to him about his identity. And I really believe tonight we all have things we're asking the Lord to speak to us about. But we're going to intentionally, here in a few moments, spend some silent time with him. And then I'll come back up at the end and close up. So, Father, we thank you tonight that we can hear your voice. You said your sheep know your voice, Father. We want to know your voice even more, God, better than any voice, better than any, God, radio announcer that we can quote, better than any sports cast, God, better than any song that we know, better than any lyric, God, that's running through our head. We want to know your voice. Father, we know that in your voice is all wisdom, it's all clarity, it's all peace, Father, but we have to fight, God, in our culture, this quiet time, this secret place. It's just totally countercultural. God, I pray that we would fight for that every single day, God, that alone time with you, God, that time where you just, your voice just bubbles out of us because we're so quiet, Lord, we can hear your voice. Father, I thank you, God, for those of us who struggle with the secret place. We have all these preconceived notions about what needs to happen during that time, or we're so concerned maybe about what you think of us or what we've done in the past, and I just ask for all those things to quiet tonight. God, every fear, everything that keeps us out of those quiet times with you where we can literally hear your voice, God, I ask that those things subside tonight. Father, I pray that we would see you rightly tonight. Like we talked about how much you love us, how we're the apple of your eye, how you care for us more than flowers and birds and all these beautiful things in nature. You care for us way more. And I pray tonight that you would speak to us. You showed us on the cross, God, how much you loved us. But I ask tonight that you'd speak just one more time to the people in this room. Speak to their hearts, Lord, about how much you love them. Father, draw them close to you every single day to this secret place. That we would desire, God, this daily quiet time with you even more than our morning coffee. You said that you are the bread of life, God, this supernatural bread that gives us sustenance. God, and we ask that we would experience that and see that. I thank you for that, Lord, and I pray that you would help us love stillness and silence before you. That we would see the secret place correctly, Lord, as this place of simply being with you. It's not a place to perform or to be able to quote things. But it's a place, Lord, where we get to hear your voice and we get to be with you. Lord, we thank you for speaking to us in this moment, God, like you did in Jeremiah 1, that said the word of the Lord came and spoke to Jeremiah, God. So in this moment, as we spend, God, these next 6 minutes in silence before you, Lord, I ask that the word of the Lord would come forth and speak forth to the situations, God, in this room. We thank you for that.
from you like you did to Jeremiah. The word of the Lord spoken directly to us, Lord, let us encourage ourselves in those things. We thank you for speaking tonight, Lord. We ask that you'd increase our desire for the secret place, the desire to simply be with you like Pastor Tim spoke that first day of 21 days of prayer. Increase, God, our love, our desire, our yearning for your voice. We thank you, Lord. That concludes tonight's prayer time. Tomorrow morning, we will be back in this room at 8 a.m. Be blessed tonight. Enjoy the warm weather at 40 degrees. Next week's going to be cold.